The sperm whale hits him dead in the center of his body, throwing the megalodon's enormous weight in a tumble motion under the ocean.
The megalodon's relatively primitive brain is too slow to react to the new threat.
Before he can recover, a second sperm whale has come from the depth, and using that enormous head, rammed him like a freight train.
The Brigmaphysetas make quick strikes with their battering ram heads in hope of driving the megalodon away and avoiding a more savage close-range battle.
He knows there's no way he can take on a pod of angry sperm whales. He's got to get out of there as quickly as he can.
Megalodon does not need air and dives deeper where its attacker cannot follow.
The sperm whales begin to circle looking for this megalodon. They want to absolutely take out their vengeance on the animal that injured their family member.
The Brigmaphysetas uses its sonar to try to track the fleeing shark. The water's darkness is not a problem, but hitting a moving target is a challenge.
The whales normally use their sonar to find prey in the darkest parts of the ocean. But like modern killer whales and dolphins, they also use that sonar as a weapon. They narrow the beam and they can actually stun and in some cases kill smaller prey. Well, biting sperm whales could narrow that beam and direct it at the shark, and that would absolutely interfere with all of its sensory organs.
Sound travels 4.5 times faster in water than on land. The Brigmaphysetas is in luck. It hits the megalodon and the sudden piercing blast packs a punch. The megalodon is once again the victim of its less advanced brain. It's stunned by the sonar strike and unable to react.